Let's focus more narrowly on the health and welfare goals articulated in Mayor Kenney's budget proposal. Joining me, Eva Gladstein, Deputy Managing Director of Health and Human Services for the City of Philadelphia. Eva, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
My pleasure.
So why don't we take them up in order. First, health.
The city's health department is getting new resources in several areas. One is about $1.9 million to combat the opioid addiction crisis that's hitting our city as well as around the nation. Some of that's going to be used to increase our ability to administer overdose prevention. Some of it's going to be used to educate the public. Some of it's going to be used to actually work with the doctors who prescribe the most opioids to try to reduce overprescribing. And we're going to be able to create a real-time database so that we can track openings in treatment facilities so when people are ready to come in for support, that they know where they can go.
Put that number in context, $1.9 million. Is that a drop in the bucket? Is it a substantial amount toward these endeavors?
It's really a substantial investment. I mean, the problem is huge. We had approximately 900 deaths from drug overdoses last year, three times the homicide rate. These are very important investments. It will help, hopefully, over time, reduce the problem as we try to get the overprescribing under control.
Let's move next to the aspect of the budget that pertains to protecting the city's most vulnerable populations.
Still with the health department, we're getting new resources, close to $1 million, to prevent and treat childhood lead poisoning. And we'll be able to remediate more homes. And we'll also be able to educate more parents and homeowners about the dangers. And that's obviously a critical issue. If we don't address that, then the children's opportunities in the future are really diminished. For the city's Department of Human Services, which is our child welfare agency, we're going to be increasing resources on two fronts. We have what we call resource parents or foster parents who take in children when their parents are not able to be their custodians or guardians. They have been for a number of years just receiving a little bit over $21 a day to support those children, which with our cost of living is not adequate. Over 5 years, we have a plan to raise that to very close to $36 a day per child. Actually, in that case, we're matching state resources. So the state has agreed to pay for some of this, and we're doing the match. So this will help us attract more of those resource parents who we desperately need for those children. And then secondly, we're adding 10 more lawyers to the city's law department. And for every child to achieve a permanent outcome, either being reunified with their parent or some other custodian, there has to be a court process. And so our lawyers right now have caseloads that are just ridiculous of 250 or 260 children per lawyer. So by adding 10 lawyers, we're reducing their caseload. And that means that we can help the children move to permanency more quickly.
Eva, let's move on to new ways to evaluate and deal with homeless services.
We're really thrilled that in this budget, there's a little bit over $1 million of new investment. And what we've been trying to do is to increase opportunities that are not just shelter, because people who are living on the street or couch surfing, young people or families who are doubled up, need housing resources. They all want them, but not everybody wants to go to shelter. And shelter, frankly, is expensive for us as a city. So we're trying to create more housing options, and this is going to give us the ability to do that. We're going to be able to create 50 units of what we call rapid rehousing, but that will primarily serve families, and then 33 units of supportive housing, and that will primarily serve people who may have been on the street a while, who may have behavioral health issues or substance abuse issues, and it's an opportunity for them to be housed. And once people are stably housed, they have just much more opportunity to receive other services and supports to deal with some of the underlying issues.
And again, in terms of scale, what impact do the additional 50 plus 33 units have?
Right. It's great because it's the first new investment. We were able to last year add some beds and increase our capacity to serve young people who are homeless. Unfortunately, we're looking at probably over time needing about 500 new housing units every year over 10 years. But what I'm thrilled to say is that we've been working very closely with the business community for the last year, and they've really stepped up, and we're actually creating a combined action plan called Shared Public Spaces So we anticipate seeing some private investment in this area as well.
Your service to the city is most extensive, having served in the three previous administrations and now the Kenney administration. Again, in terms of context, is the commitment as laid out currently on the same level, more or less than what you've seen in the past? And of course, I imagine a decade back in the throes of the recession, there was less income for these kinds of endeavors.
Absolutely. But I also think this administration is very clear. We're starting to grow in terms of population, but we also have to make sure there's equity and opportunity for everybody. And so there's a very strong, a real moral compass of this administration. I give the mayor credit for that, that we have to support the people who are most vulnerable in our city, and that benefits everybody.
You know, on the face of it, these, for lack of a better term, modest increases fly in the face of cutbacks we're hearing from the state. How is Philadelphia even able to do this much?
Right. Well, it's because the city is growing modestly and our tax revenues have been growing. I'm not the city finance director, but I've heard him talk about this a lot. So these are modest increases, and we'll wait and see what happens with the state budget and, frankly, with the federal budget as well.
Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Eva Gladstein, Deputy Managing Director of Health and Human Services for the City of Philadelphia.